I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For today's GeoQuiz, we want to introduce you to two Japanese space missions, Icarus and Hayabusa. Now, Icarus is inspired by the mythical Greek who flew too close to the sun, but it's also an acronym for Interplanetary Kite Craft Accelerated by Radiation of the Sun, essentially a solar-powered sail craft. Today, Japan announced Icarus successfully unfurled its solar sail over 4 million miles from Earth. Now, Hayabusa, on the other hand, is a space capsule that's traveled 2.5 billion miles on its mission. Hayabusa even landed on an asteroid. But for our quiz, we just want to know where Hayabusa is expected to return to Earth this weekend. So let's turn to Lou Friedman of the Planetary Society for some answers. He's been closely following the Japanese space missions. Mr. Friedman, let's start with Icarus. You had the opportunity to be in Tokyo at the Japanese Space Exploration Center to watch as technicians deployed Icarus's solar sails. Describe that moment. What did it look like?
Well, this effort by the Japanese Space Agency turns out to be the first solar sail in space. They have successfully deployed it. I was very impressed with the Japanese team. They really showed a high degree of, energy and creativity. And the other aspect was there was a lot of caution in the room. They took a number of steps to deploy the sail through several stages, and they got some measurements they weren't too sure of. They needed to run some more simulations to see if it matched the data they were expecting. And then they decided to actually delay even a couple more days before they fully understood the dynamical behavior that they were seeing in the data before they took the final step in deploying the full sail.
I got to say, it's pretty dramatic to see the silvery sail on a satellite in orbit. People can see a picture of it at theworld.org. Give us kind of a sketch of how they hope this solar sail works.
Solar sails will work on as pure sunlight energy. And the idea is to do it without any motors, just the way us terrestrial sailors like to sail their boats in the ocean without any motors. Sunlight will reflect off the sail, and the angle it will reflect off will result in give it a force. And depending on the direction that the sail is pointed, force can be used to add velocity to the spacecraft or subtract velocity to the spacecraft and thereby change its orbit. They're several weeks, I think, away from doing a pure solar sail flight. And that's the big question. Can we control solar sails in space? Can we control sails to allow us to achieve long distances without engines, without having to carry our propellant?
Now, let's move on to Hayabusa. First, answering our quiz today, Lou, where is Hayabusa expected to land this weekend?
Oh, you mean I'm the person that answers
the
quiz.
Oh, you are the man. Answer the quiz.
it lands in Australia in the near Woomera, which is a desert region, quite remote, about 300 miles, I think, from the nearest large city of Adelaide. So it's targeted for a landing on Sunday.
Adelaide, it is the state capital of the state of South Australia, and South Australia is the answer to our quiz. Now, Hayabusa traveled 2.5 billion miles. That thing's got to have a sizable odometer.
It's an extraordinary adventure because that's a mission in which a lot has gone wrong. They've coped with spacecraft anomalies, fuel leaks, and engine shutoffs, and everything came together. Now they have seemingly a good chance to land correctly here on Earth. We hope they have a sample inside, but it's actually not known. And I got a chance to visit the sample.
A sample of what?
A sample of the asteroid that they landed
on. The asteroid, right.
And so we hope they have some rocks or pebbles or even dust from that asteroid that can be chemically analyzed in laboratories. But until they open that capsule, nobody will know for sure.
And where exactly did these 2.5 billion miles take Hayabusa?
It took it, of course, away from Earth on an interplanetary voyage to the orbit of Itokawa, which is a near-Earth asteroid. And Hayabusa, I can tell you, in Japan, is one popular figure.
What does Hayabusa mean?
Hayabusa means falcon. Japanese falcon, which some people are saying should be renamed Phoenix because it's been rescued from the dead for so many times.
When you say Hayabusa is really popular in Japan, does that mean like kids have Hayabusa posters up in their room or something?
Yes, it does, and it means there's newspapers are full of cartoon characters with showing Hayabusa. There's a movie out about it called Hayabusa Return to Earth. Yeah.
Now, when it comes to names, Falcon seems like a good one for Hayabusa. But for Icarus, you know, things didn't turn out too well for Icarus. He flew too close to the sun and then fell into the water.
Eventually, but he did make a notable flight to begin with. So, you know, Icarus isn't going to last all that long in space. It is a first of its kind. And if it gets to the sun and ultimately melts, that'll be just fine. It's doing a great mission.
Lou Friedman, Executive Director of the Planetary Society in Pasadena, thanks very much for your time.
Okay, thank you.